From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson School Board, February 11th, designated the Hudson Central Firehouse, located at 77 North 7th Street, as the new polling location for city residents to vote on school matters. Hudson residents previously cast their ballots at the John L. Edwards Primary School, but that building is closed now. School officials reported they explored three possible locations in the city, and the fire station had the best layout for voting and parking. Residents of the city's 5th Ward currently vote at the same firehouse for all local, state, and federal elections. The annual school board election and budget vote will be held noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday, May 21st. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo is reporting for Capitol Confidential. Senator Daphne Jordan, Half Moon Republican, introduced legislation last week that would create a working group to examine the issue of splitting New York into two states. The legislative memorandum contends that divergent political and social views exist between the downstate and upstate regions of the state and claims that calls for the two regions to part ways have been growing louder. The proposal uses Rockland and Westchester counties as the northern border of the downstate region, the same border used for the state's 2016 minimum wage law. The working group would study the economic and legal ramifications of separating the state and determining the upfront cost associated with a split. Senior advisor to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, Richard Azzopardi, said of the proposal, and I quote, "There is pandering, and then there is the Godzilla of pandering. This divisive and unserious press release isn't worth the paper it's printed on," end quote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Diane Pinheiro Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The suspect in the strangulation death of a man at Green Correctional Facility in November is someone already incarcerated at the facility. Green County District Attorney Joseph Stanzione said February 19th, Delmas R. Tanner Jr., 38, died due to, and I quote, "strangulation by another," end quote, person at the medium security state prison, according to a death certificate provided to the paper by Tanner's ex-wife. She said Tanner was being held in solitary confinement at the time of his death. State correction officials have not confirmed that detail. State police have declined to provide any additional information about what they have described as an, and I quote, "open investigation," end quote, in the case. Stanzione said the case will be presented to a Greene County grand jury within 4 weeks. The DA did not identify the suspect. Tanner's death is one of two at the Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie currently under investigation. Anthony Myrie, 24, died suddenly February 11th of what is being described as a sudden cardiac arrest several hours after an alleged incident involving other men at the facility. Stanzione said he is awaiting an autopsy report from the Albany County Coroner's Office before determining how to proceed with the Myrie case. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. The special commission charged with getting the state ready for the 2020 census has scheduled its first meeting for a date almost 2 months after the commission's final report was due. The New York State's Complete Count Commission will convene 6 hearings around the state beginning in March and concluding in May, according to a statement released February 19th from the State Department of State. The 16-member commission was supposed to issue its final report on January 10th, but Governor Andrew M. Cuomo did not appoint anyone to the panel until January 18th. Cuomo spokesman Jason Conwell said the state will launch a comprehensive campaign following the release of recommendations from the commission. Advocates want at least $40 million to prepare the state for the count next year. Rockefeller Institute of Government President James Malatras, the commission's co-chair, said they look forward to hearing more ideas on how to get everyone in New York counted. He said, and I quote, "Our commission is committed to finding all New Yorkers and getting them to participate in this crucial part of our democracy," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. the local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.